The holiday shopping season starts the day after Thanksgiving, but Friday, November 26th, is also the National Day of Listening. StoryCorps created it to encourage people to skip the long shopping lines in favor of long conversation with a loved one. WISO account executive John Castingay had one such conversation with his parents in the StoryCorps mobile booth last spring. Yvonne and Kenneth, who are both in their 80s, had plenty to reflect on and a lot to be thankful for.
Both of you grew up during the Great Depression. There aren't many people left that grew up during that time. Mom, can you talk about some memories during the Depression here locally in the Dayton area that are vivid to you?
Well, I can remember the lines that were in the WPA waiting to get just enough money probably for the people to eat. And it wasn't unusual for a hobo to go through the neighborhood and stop and ask for something to eat. My father was a very well-known businessman. He was a miller and had a flour mill called the DeWine Milling Company at that time.
And it was located in Yellow Springs?
Well, he had five mills at one time. And just overnight, the stock market fell, and he lost every cent that he had invested in the company. And we moved to Dayton, and I went to kindergarten at Cleveland School, and we lived in four different houses during the Depression because they couldn't pay the rent.
A lot of people talk about how bad the economic times are now. How would you compare that experience with what's going on now, just to give people some impression about the difference?
Of course, I was not very old then, but I know that the trials and tribulations that our family had were not nearly as bad as a lot of people. It was worse then than it is now, but we got through it.
How has that experience helped shape you? What are some of the things that you took away from growing up through that Great Depression?
Well, first of all, I guess I'm very thankful for all the things that I have now due to the fact that there were a lot of things we didn't have during the Depression.
You value things a little more, would you say that?
Very much so. Very much so. Very thankful for everything that we have.
Okay, Dad, you were in California during that time. How were your experiences?
I remember my dad, he was in his 70s, and the only way they would hire somebody to work on the WPA projects, they had to be the head of the family. So my dad had to go to work, and he worked pick and shovel on some of the roadways out there. Learned a lesson. I mean, yeah, that you had to cooperate and lean on each other and be considerate. And it made a better person out of me for having to go through it, I imagine. Because I realized however my dad and everybody had to work hard during that Depression, and we all pulled together, and that's one thing that instilled in me to cooperate and love each other.
When I was growing up, as long as I remember, you had two jobs.
That's right.
And a lot of people now, they're saying, well, I have to take an extra job to make ends meet. It was kind of the norm back then for our family,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah, well, you had to do that to make ends meet, and then when you got four kids, you had to get clothes on them and feed them. So any job that somebody would pay me a couple bucks for, I'd do it.
I'll ask each one of you one last question. What do you think is your proudest achievement you've had in life?
Well, I guess having spent 65 years together.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's probably our biggest achievement.
We're lucky to have some lots of grandkids, and we even got great-grandkids now. It's a wonderful life.
John Castingay with his parents Yvonne and Kenneth at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by Sarah Buckingham. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org. If you'd like to do an interview like this with your family in your home, visit nationaldayoflistening.org and download a free do-it-yourself kit.